Right. People keep telling me that, so. But I'm getting there.
Yep. I'm going to put changes at work and rest.
We're both going to start our GCSEs. Yeah. We're all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're starting GCSEs. Anybody else starting their GCSEs? Sally as well. So how do you feel about it? Nervous? Yeah. So new changes in school, new classes perhaps as well. Anybody starting nursery or school for the first time? We've got anybody going up who's here anyway. Maybe they are, but they're just not here today. Okay.
I have a new grandchild due at the end of November. Hannah is having her second one. So that's something
great
lovely
news
to look forward to.
Oh, that's good news. I'll put expectancy there.
So, Carl had good news this week. We went to oncology on Wednesday, and his scans are clear, and his thyroglobulin levels have come down from 35 to 2. Now, I don't actually know what that means, but it sounds pretty good to me. So he doesn't need any more treatment for the foreseeable future. He hasn't got to be seen for another 6 months, and he is cancer-free. So he's got a massive change in health. We've spent the summer spending time as a family, making memories, and I'm just so thankful. So thankful for each and every one of you that's upheld us in prayer. It means the world to us.
We rejoice with you today, Jackie, and your family, and we give thanks to God. So, so I'm putting changes in health there because that covers a lot for people here today, whether it's good news or people still going through things or having fears about health, it's new. Would anyone else like to add anything to our list of new steps? Dorothy.
My grandson has got a job, which is lovely because he's gone out in the world on his own and managed to get a job because he doesn't live now with his other parents but gone there on his own. And we've been praying so hard that he will be looked after, and I'm so proud of him that he's gone out in the world on his own. He's only 19 and he's also got Asperger's and he's actually done it. So how wonderful that is.
Yeah. Wonderful, yeah. I'm going to put new courage there to be able to step out. Yeah, wonderful. Tegan?
My mum has finally got the opportunity to go to university.
Wow, wonderful.
She's wanted to do nursing for a long time.
Yeah, so your mum's going to start nursing at university. Wow, that's wonderful. So we'll add that there. We think of all those starting university or college again. We also think of new ministers and deacons taking up their positions today who will be in front of their new congregations for the first time. So we remember them. Okay, that's quite some list. Any more before we move on? Tyler.
I went on holiday for 3 weeks, and we went fishing. And by going fishing, I prayed before we went, and then we were there all day long. We only caught one fish. Each time we get something, it's crabs. So we have to put them back, and we only had one fish throughout the whole day. But I was really patient enough. Then I said, God, I thank you for bringing me to this place just to learn to be calm, because it's not easy, because we couldn't get any. But all other people near us, they were getting many, but we could only get one. Yeah.
Only get one.
Yeah, yeah.
But you made the most of it.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to put that down as kind of a new outlook. I'm definitely glass half full. That's great. And I know there are lots of other changes for others here today in their families perhaps as well. So new adventures, new challenges, new friendships. I'm sure there'll be new friendships this month. New ideas, a new start. And what we can say is that a new journey lies ahead, somewhere we haven't been before. And Chloe Anne is going to read to us a few lines which help us to see life in this way. So if you want to come up.
A day is like a journey we pass from morning to night. School is like a journey from year one to the top. A year is like a journey through seasons, months and weeks. Life is like a journey and we are stepping out. Loving God in all our journeys, be with us. Amen.
Thank you. Yes, we need God's help and presence on our journey. And that's the theme of our next song that we're going to sing, which is very old school, but has a great message. One more step along the world I go. Just move the flip chart. Next Sunday is our Sunday Club anniversary service. And I hope that you will be able to come and join us for that special service. And we're going to be looking back at those I am sayings of Jesus that the Sunday Club have been following this summer. And we have one final I am saying of Jesus to fit in today. And it speaks very well into our theme of new steps. And the background to this Bible reading is the very sad news that Jesus' very good friend, Lazarus, has died. And 4 days later, Jesus finally arrives in his village of Bethany to comfort Lazarus' sisters, Martha and Mary. And not only to comfort them, but to bring them new hope. So listen out for the I am saying of Jesus in this passage. John chapter 11, beginning at verse 17. And Samuel is going to come and read to us.
Jesus arrived in Bethany. There he learned that Lazarus had already been dead and in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was about 2 miles from Jerusalem. Many Jews had come there to comfort Mary and Martha about their brother. Martha heard that Jesus was coming and she went out to meet him. Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you anything you ask." Jesus said, "Your brother will live and rise again." Will rise and live again. Martha answered, "I know that he will rise and live again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will have life even if he dies, and who lives and believes in me will never die." Martha answered, "Martha, do you believe this?" Martha answered, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. You are the one who is coming to the world."
Thank you, Sam. Brilliant. Thank you, Samuel, for bringing us that reading. Well read. But what happened next? What happened next in the story? Can anybody remember any of the aspects of what happened when Jesus heard that news? How well do we remember the story? Jesus was very moved, and what are we told that Jesus did when he was moved? He wept, that's right, yeah, Jesus wept. Jesus wept. He was sad at the news of his good friend. And what happened next when he went to the tomb? Can we remember? Yeah, that's right. He told them first to roll away the stone from the tomb. And then Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." Shall we say that together? "Lazarus, come out." And to their shock, and probably horror as well, Lazarus, all wrapped up in his grave clothes, began to take those new steps of resurrection life. He was alive again. And we know that one day we shall follow. We shall also be called back to life by the Lord Jesus. And that's a wonderful promise for us to hold on to. Just like Lazarus was raised, just like Jesus was raised, so we also will be raised from the dead. And what is more, Jesus calls us back to life today. It's something happening now, not just when we die. Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life for you today." And that's my message that I want you to take away with you as we think about that final "I am" saying. I am the resurrection and the life starting now. Starting now. So, receive his life into your life this morning. Anywhere where we're feeling dead or down or frozen, let us receive his life to revive us, to give us power for all of these changes and new steps that September brings. Take that new step today. Not with fear, but with confidence. He calls us back to life. I'm sure you've noticed the footprints that are running up and down the aisles here today. And they represent those new steps. And I wonder if any of the children or the adults would like to just start at the back and work their way along those footsteps. Would like to have a go at walking on these footsteps that I've put down. Some of the children and parents might want to go and help them. Start from the back and let's watch, if you can see, watch them in the aisles as they take these steps, these new steps. Come on, let's have somebody over at that end. Come on, on your feet. I know they're a bit unusual, that's done.
Thank you. Well done, Anna. Thank you. Now, come on. We need a few more. Let's have some of the children on your feet. Come on, follow me. Who's going to come and do it? Don't be too enthusiastic. Come on. Some of the adults going to come and do it as well? You can do it on that side if you want to do. You want to go down that side? You can come down this side. That's it. Well done. Thank you. Right, let's see how we go. We'll follow you. And see if you can put them on there. Just to warn you, it gets a bit tricky as you get towards the end. See if you can make a big step. Well, there we are, Colin. Thank you. That is a big step, isn't it? We'll try it. Nearly. I'm showing off. Yeah, that's right. What about that one there? It's tricky, isn't it? It's tricky. Any of the children want to try jumping that one? Brilliant. You see, some of the steps in life just seem too big, don't they? They just seem unreachable. And maybe there are people here today who feel that that new step is unreachable, just one step too far. And what I want to say to you is that Jesus will bridge that gap. In fact, we've got some Jesus footprints here. I'll ask Joe to put down on that side in the gap. These are the footprints that we're going to put them in the gap. Jesus, when he was on earth, walked the way of pain and sadness. Sometimes he wept, as we heard. He walked the way of the cross. And so he understands what it is to walk in those difficult places. Now, can we have a volunteer just to walk that last section again? One of the children, perhaps? Oh, Tala, come on. You can walk them down. And somebody on the other side as well. Can somebody go around that down the whole way? Who would like to? There we are. Tala's reached the gap. And now he's walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And we bridge the gap. Well done. Well done. Thank you, Sarah. Well done. It's a bit odd. Yeah. It's very strange putting footprints down because I've got quite a big step and others have got different steps. But just, and there's a point as well, that we all walk differently. No two of us walk the same path. But Jesus is there with us. And that's good news, isn't it? In all these changes, all these new steps, Jesus is right there. And we know that others are there as well. What we could have done when we had that gap is that one of the parents could have lifted their child over that gap. And we know that there are others who support us and help us to get over that step. So let's now enjoy a music video on the screen by the Christian singer Daniel O'Donnell. And it's called Footsteps. And let this speak to you today. Follow Jesus. And that's the invitation. Jesus walks with us, but we also want to follow behind him and go where he leads us this September. And today, Grant and Anne bring their daughter, Maria Bell, to take her first steps. I can see she's almost wanting to take a step in baptism. So I'm going to invite Grant and Anne and Maria Bell to come forward. And if Mum Ria would like to join us, or would you like to stay? And also their good friends and godparents, Priya and Stefan, to join us as well. If you want to come and stand around here. If you want to come and stand with me here.
So it's lovely to welcome you all here today. How are we doing? All right, good. And we know that you have family in South Africa, and that's where your homeland is, and family are there, and your sister Lizette and her husband Vicus are also going to be godparents today, but they can't be here, but they are with us and close to us by the Holy Spirit today. So it's good to have you among us and have you part of our church family. Would any of the children like to come forward and see what's happening? If you want to come and sit on the front, or if you're okay where you are, that's fine. Well, first of all, we're going to remind ourselves of the meaning of baptism. Baptism is a gift from God. It declares to each one of us the love and grace of God. And in this sacrament, we celebrate the life of Christ laid down for Maria Bell, the Holy Spirit poured out upon her, and the living water offered to her. God claims her and rescues her, raises her from sin to new life, and he plants Maria Bell into his church. He sustains and strengthens her with the power of the Spirit. And although we do not deserve these gifts of grace or fully understand them, God offers them to us all, and through Christ invites us to respond. And so, Lord, we thank you for the gift of water. For your sustaining, cleansing, and life-giving power. We remember that from the beginning, God's grace has been made known through water and the Spirit. The Holy Spirit moved over the waters of creation. He led his people to freedom through a parted sea. And Jesus himself was baptized in the waters of the Jordan and anointed with the Holy Spirit. And as we have heard, he passed through the deep waters of death and lives forevermore. So, Lord, we pray that you will pour out your Holy Spirit, that Maria Bell, to be baptized in this water, may die to sin, bless you, be raised with Christ, and be born to new life in the family of your church. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now the parents and godparents are going to affirm their faith. And the response is, by the grace of God, I do. I ask you, do you turn away from evil and all that denies God? And do you turn to God, trusting in Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, and in the Holy Spirit as helper and guide?
By the grace of God, I do.
So I'll take Maria Bell. Hello. There we are. There we are, lovely. There we are. Maria Bell, for you, Jesus Christ came into the world. For you, he lived and showed God's love. For you, he suffered death upon the cross. For you, he rose to new life. And for you, he prays at God's right hand. All this for you. So, Maria Bell, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. By baptism, we receive you into the life of the church. And Maria Bell, I sign you with the cross, the sign of Christ. Amen. There we are. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He lights our path. And so we present this baptism candle to you, Maria Bell. May Jesus Christ be your light and your way, today and all your days. Amen. I'm going to give the candle maybe to Dad or to Grandma. There we are. And in response to God's love, Grant and Anna are going to make their promises. Grant and Anne, I ask you now to respond to God's love and grace by making these promises. Will you love this your child, Maria Bell, committing yourselves to care for her in body, mind, and spirit? Will you therefore ensure that Maria Bell is nurtured in the faith and life of this Christian community?
With God's help, we will.
And will you set before Maria Bell a Christian example that through your prayers, words, and deeds, she may learn the way of Christ?
With God's help, we will.
And now Stefan and Priya are going to make their promises. Stefan and Priya, will you help these parents, Grant and Anne, to nurture their child in the Christian faith? And I know that Lisette and Vikas would also affirm, with God's help, we will. And to the members of the body of Christ, we rejoice that Maria Bell has been baptized. Will you so maintain the church's life of worship and service that she may grow in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord? With God's help, we will. So the congregation are going to remain seated and we're going to remain standing as we sing a song of blessing over Maria Bell today. So please remain seated as we sing these words. Let us pray. God, our Maker, we give you thanks for the gift of new life and life renewed. We pray that in their parenting of Maria Bell, Grant and Anne will be strengthened and aided by the power and presence of your love. May the light of God shine in their lives and their home and create within its walls a place of warmth, love, and safety, today and always. Amen. So we present you with the certificate of baptism for the godparents as well, and a gift for Maria Bell, and a card from the church family. And you've got the candle, which you can now blow out if you wish. I'll take that for it as well. So thank you and God bless you. God bless you. Please take your seats. And just as we come now towards the end of our service, just a time to pray very briefly for others who need our prayers today. So let us pray. Dear God, new beginnings are exciting, but they can also be hard. We pray for schools, nurseries, and colleges, and university at the start of this new academic year. We ask for your blessing to rest on all children and students, their teachers, and all the staff who help them, and for the work of Youth for Christ in this new term. We pray that fears may give way to confidence, that excitement may lead to creative learning, and that lasting friendships may be made. And we pray for parents who must learn to love and to let go. And we pray too for those who struggle through their school days and find learning difficult, and for those who refuse to go to school. Guide them and help them, we pray. Lord, we pray for your church, that you would help us to take new steps of faith and service this month. We pray for our country. Lord, be with those who seek to bridge the seemingly unreachable gap of political and national unity. We pray that you will bring unity and harmony. And for those around the world who feel frightened or lonely, give them your peace. And Lord Jesus, we pray for those who walk the path of suffering or sorrow, for those who mourn, may they know you walk with them, and may they be comforted by your word, I am the resurrection and the life, starting now. So be with us all at times of new beginnings and endings, and with the feelings that change evokes, that we may look forward with hope rather than fear. Thank you for your love, which never fails. We ask these prayers in the name of Jesus, the great I am. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our prayer ministry team will be wearing the green lanyards, and if anyone would like to receive prayer after our service for something that you are facing, then they will be more than welcome to find a quiet corner to pray with you, so please ask. Refreshments will be served in the hall afterwards, and everyone is invited to stay, followed by a bring and share lunch, and again, all are welcome. And remember, next Sunday, the junior church anniversary, and the lunch, the picnic lunch on the rec. All are invited. So we conclude our morning worship as we sing the great hymn of trust and faith in God. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah.
Shall we stand to sing?
Our closing prayer will be on the screen. We say together, goodbye to yesterday. Hello, bright new start. May God guide our lives. head and hand and heart. Amen. So we dedicate these gifts and our lives to God. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and your loved ones this day and every step of the way and forevermore. Amen.